Welcome to It's Gonna Get Weird with me, DJ Young Z, where we talk about conspiracy theories that will make you go crazy. All right, well, today we will be covering quite a few theories that are pretty dark. Okay, so I'm just gonna let you all know that these theories today cover some very touchy subjects, and they will be regarding death and suicide, and there will be quite a bit of tragedy. So I'm just putting that out there for anyone that could be triggered by anything like this. Now, I also don't want to offend anyone on these. These are all very interesting to me, and they're all conspiracy theories on celebrity deaths, because there is a lot of them, and a lot of people do not believe that these celebrities have passed on. So there are a lot of theories covering this type of thing. So our first celebrity is Miss Marilyn Monroe. Now, she is known, she is a very, very talented lady, and she was an American actress and model, and she was also a singer. If you don't know who Marilyn Monroe is, I don't trust you as a person. Now, Marilyn, she according to her reports, said that she died from an overdose. Now, on October 5th of 1962, Marilyn Monroe's physician actually arrived at her house at 3:50 a.m. to find her dead in her home. And they say that she probably died about 5 to 7 hours before he arrived at her house. So she died on August 4th. Now, they say that she died from an overdose of her medicine that treated her severe anxiety, and she was severely depressed, and it could have been a probable suicide, but however, she could have been a victim of homicide. Now, there's a lot of examples pointing towards how this could be, but these are a few. Now, this happened about a few weeks after her famous happy birthday performance for the president, and people believe that this could have happened because she was involved with the crowd of politicians and mobsters and very powerful individuals overall. You know, she was always around them, and she was always seen out with special politicians and also people involved in some of the mob activity of the time. So since she was so close to the Kennedys, the first theory goes that the CIA saw this happening and they felt the need to kill her off because she was becoming a threat towards the Kennedys' political standpoint. Now, they were worried that she could give some information to the communists, so she had to die. All right, now, how could Marilyn Monroe give information to communists? Like, did she know that many people? Apparently she did. Okay, so her psychiatrist, Dr. Grease is his name, was believed to be a communist, and they thought that since he's her psychiatrist, he could possibly pick her brain and like get all this important information out of her. So they decided it's too big of a threat to the president and America, so they would just take care of it by killing her off. Now, that's kind of scary to think about, that they would do something like that to just save something that they could have not even been true. But that was just one of the theories. Another one is that she was very involved. She was involved with a lot of the Kennedys. It was kind of hard to research this because it said that she first was involved with both Jack and Bobby Kennedy, but then I found out that she was mostly involved with the youngest brother, who was starting, Robert Kennedy. He saw that she was involved with him, but then once she started pursuing John F. Kennedy, it is believed that the younger brother, Robert, moved on to put a hit on her to protect John F. Kennedy's political career, and his marriage, because she was planning on going public with the affairs, and he couldn't risk it, and it was just too big of a thing to pass. Okay, so more people started believing it was a murder, and it wasn't an accident, or it wasn't a suicide, because of the crime scene. It didn't look like a suicide. It didn't look like this, like, you're, I don't want to say that, but like, you're like everyday suicide crime scene. Okay, but the main thing that they saw, that there was no empty medicine bottles, there was no vomit, there was no alcohol, and there was no water. In overdose cases, victims usually throw up as an effect of the drugs. It's just something that happens, and there wasn't any of that. And she took a lot of pills for her anxiety medicine, and that is known, that the specific medicine that she was taking, I know, is known for being easy to overdose on. So first of all, why was that being given to her? Because she's such an important person at that time. But anyways, back to the point. She didn't throw up from any of the drugs she'd taken, which was not normal. And there was no water. There's no liquids. Now, how is that? Because according to the report, she swallowed a bunch of pills. But that's just according to the report. Now, if you were to swallow a bunch of pills, it seems like you're going to need some water or something. And there was absolutely no drinks or anything at all for her to do that. So it's making people believe that maybe she didn't overdose from pills. Maybe it was something else. Maybe she was poisoned. Maybe it was something that she ate before, way before the time. Now, another weird thing that happened when she died was the ambulance for her to be taken away in. It didn't come until 3 to 5 hours later. So an ambulance didn't arrive until 5 hours later, after her physician found her at 3:50 in the morning. First of all, why was her physician coming to her house at 3:50 in the morning? And why did the ambulance come 5 hours after that happened? Okay, so if they came earlier, could they have saved her? Like, this is what everyone has been asking. They probably could have saved her. Now, one of the people, what is it? The ambulance workers, one of the paramedics, he saw the main doctor put a syringe in her to try to get her back, but clearly it was 5 hours later after she was first found, which was probably 3 to 7 hours before she actually died. Okay, so that's about 8 hours of her just being very, very dead, so that couldn't have done anything. So with this all being part of the case, it is believed that it was probably the physician, Dr. Grease, that did, that wasn't Dr. Grease. Yeah, it was just her physician that probably could have been part of the whole thing, the whole scheme to kill off Miss Marilyn Monroe. Okay, now he said he broke into her house to try to check on her at 3 a.m. And his stories just weren't adding up. So that just adds, that's one of the suspects for her death. But it also could be her, because it could have been suicide, because she was also very severely depressed. Now, why didn't the ambulance come earlier? This could have been this could have been a case for either the mafia, the CIA, or the FBI, because there was a lot of high up people involved with Miss Marilyn Monroe. And how could she die and no one knows until 5 hours after her physician came by? It just doesn't add up. Now, years and years after her death, the owners of her house, they decided to remodel the house. And they found old wires in the wall that were used to tap her phones, which she was worried about in the past. And this was decided, it was decided because the mafia, the night before her death, she was socializing with the mafia boss, Sam Carner. Now, he apparently in that time was very, very high up in kind of the quiet business that was going on. And they were in between a fight with other mafia bosses. I can't really tell you what they are called. Mafia sharks? I can't. And this was all a lot of information that he thought he could get from Marilyn Monroe. So they decided to tap her phones. Now, Marilyn, people have said that they knew that Marilyn knew that she was in trouble before her death as well, because she would always go down the street and use payphones to talk to her family. Because she told her family that she was always very nervous to use her phone because she was nervous it was bugged. And Miss Marilyn was right, because they found it years and years after when they remodeled her little college in Hollywood cottage. So was Marilyn's death an accident? Was it a suicide? Was it a murder? We're not sure, but I'll leave it up to you to decide. There is a lot of very, very weird inconsistencies with this case. And it also, a lot of people do believe it was part of the, it could have been JFK and how that whole thing happened a while after. All right, so that was our first celebrity tragedy. Our next one, it has a very infamous name in pop, known as Michael Jackson. Okay, so this was a very tragic time when the king of pop himself died, but people do believe that he did fake his own death. Now, if Michael Jackson was still alive, that would be great. That would be very great to see him come back, because he is awesome. Now, there are a lot of give or take proof that can back up that this was all acted and this was all put on by someone or something. Could have been a group. I don't know, maybe the Illuminati. They're part of a lot of the celebrities that go on in Hollywood, but we're not sure. Now, okay, the first thing that happened was the resuscitation photos. Okay, there was photos of him being resuscitated in the ambulance. Now, people started examining these and started realizing things, okay? So the windows, first of all, in this ambulance were tinted a lot, okay? So people don't want to be looking in ambulances. Now, there are some windows that you can see in ambulances, but I've also seen ambulances that were quite tinted. Okay, so the photos going into the ambulance for his resuscitations, they were very, very clear photos, okay? They were very, you could see basically a lot that was going on in these photos. You can look it up. I did. It was kind of a lot to look at, but the resuscitation photos of Michael Jackson, you can Google that and see them, that they were crystal clear. Now, that would be kind of hard to do in such a tinted window, and it probably wouldn't come up very well if you were to use flash or not, because a flash would probably create a big glare, and it didn't. So, how did that happen? We don't know. Now, more on Michael Jackson was the autopsy. Now, the coroner released his report stating that Michael Jackson was bald and he had received trauma to the right side of his head. But the resuscitation photos prove otherwise. Now, in the resuscitation photos, he wasn't bald. He had hair. And it might have, like, people say that he could have been bald because he would chemically straighten his hair. And he would do it almost every day because his natural hair is mostly like an afro. But he would chemically straighten it. And then over time, that made him bald. And that's what the coroner said is what his head looked like. Which doesn't add up because we see right in these resuscitation photos that he has hair. Okay, and also that he received trauma to the right side of his head. There is no trauma on the right side of his head. And I don't know what that could have come from. And why that would have been something in the report. But that's just another weird inconsistency that they had in this strange theory. Okay. So, also, something really, there was a lot of bizarre things that were happening, like, just, like, even just a few hours after his death. Before his death. Now, it adds to a lot of people's suspicions because Michael Jackson, he fired his entire staff just a few hours before he died. And a lot of his staff he was pretty close to, and some of them were even his family, and he fired all of them, even the very close members. Now, why would he fire his entire staff right before this happened? Maybe it was because they were making him mad. Maybe they knew something was going on and they were doing something and it was bothering him. We don't know, but that's also very bizarre. Another thing was that his family was seen moving things out of his house on the 27th, and that doesn't make sense because the murder investigation didn't even start until the 28th. So wouldn't that mean that they were messing with all the evidence, basically? And why would they wait for that long to start the investigation? It just all seems very, very weird to me. Okay. So he had to take a medical exam for his insurance or something a couple months before his actual death. Now, in medical exam for his insurance, he was in perfect health. It says everything was fine. But 11 days before his death, he was hired a cardiologist with the name Conrad Murray. Why did such a healthy person need a cardiologist? We don't know. But Conrad Murray, out of all the cardiologists, was probably a bad choice because Conrad Murray he's just known for going through many legal battles, which why would you hire someone that has such a shady background to take care of one of the most famous people in pop music of the time? His net worth was probably worth so much. Why would you get such a shady doctor? Okay. It's strange. It's very, very strange why they would get someone so with such a weird background. Okay, so Murray was also known for going through many legal battles and just not being 100% with his cardiologist background. All right, and Michael Jackson, okay, he was also very well known for, like, treasuring life and also for just loving being alive. He would often say he would love to live forever. And he liked Peter Pan. That's why his estate is called the Neverland Ranch, because Peter Pan was just always young and would live forever. So he was also a vegetarian, and he would also actively do a lot of yoga, which is why, so why would someone with such a love for life and, like, living life to such a pure aspect, why would someone like that, commit suicide? You know, it didn't make sense. And a lot of people were wondering that too, along with his family, which didn't even do much when it happened. Now, LaToya Jackson did, but his own dad, when it happened, he said he didn't really say much. He was interviewed, and I watched some of the interviews, and he just seemed very calm and unbothered. He said, he said he was very unbothered by Michael's death, which is very strange, and that just adds to why this whole thing happened. Now people think maybe he was killed off by a group, maybe he faked his death, maybe it was just all an accident, maybe he did have some heart problems, maybe they did hire that doctor just because they didn't know who else to hire. Maybe a lot more that we don't understand is going on. That's why it's a conspiracy, and that's why it can get weird on this show. It's gonna get weird at radio.dominican.edu. Now, that was our first two celebrities. We're gonna move on to our second celebrity, and he is very well known in the hip hop world, and he goes by the name of Tupac. And a lot of people believe Tupac is still alive, and we'll get on to that right after this break. This is Mr. Michael Jackson. We'll be right back. right, welcome back to It's Gonna Get Weird with me, DJ Young Z. All right, now we've been talking about a lot of celebrity deaths today, so it is kind of a tragic topic. And we did just cover Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, and Miss Marilyn Monroe. There is the opportunity, if you did miss that, to go back when the show is over and listen to it in podcast form. You can listen to my past two shows where we talk about the Mandela Effect. I talk a lot about some Britney Spears theories. And you can listen to anybody's show here on Penguin Radio in podcast form in case you missed it or in case you're interested in listening to anyone else's. But this one, we're all talking about conspiracy theories and it's going to get weird. Okay, so this next one is about Tupac, okay? And a lot of people believe that he faked his death. And I'll let you believe whatever you want, but these next few examples are pretty questionable for Tupac's death. Okay, so Tupac died on September 7th, 1996, okay? He was in Las Vegas after a Mike Tyson fight with his friend Suge Knight. He's a record producer, Suge Knight. Now they just got out from the Mike Tyson match and they were going to a club right after. They were driving to a club. Now, okay, so what happened was him and Tupac were at a stoplight and, we got another song playing. So him and Tupac were on the way to their club right after the fight. And what happened was they were at a stoplight and a white Cadillac pulled up next to them with Tupac right next to them. And 14 rounds were fired into the car from this Cadillac. 4 hit Tupac, but none hit his friend Suge Knight. Okay. So this is where it starts because, first of all, Suge Knight, if you were to look at him, he is a big guy, okay? Now, Tupac is kind of a little guy, and since there was 14 rounds shot, it's kind of hard to believe that none hit him and 4 hit Tupac. 1 hit him in the hand, 1 hit him in the side, 1 hit him in the leg, and 1 hit him, grazed his head, I believe, okay? So nobody knows who was in the Cadillac. Nobody saw this Cadillac, which is kind of hard to believe because they were on the Las Vegas Strip on a very busy night right after this huge fight, okay? So how did nobody see this happen? I don't know. And it's very hard to believe that specific thing. Now, the main example, or give or take proof, I always say give or take because it's not actual proof that this is real, but the proof that he is still alive and that he faked his death is because the cremator retired right after they cremated Tupac, and he is nowhere to be found, okay? This was his last cremation, and maybe they paid him to say that they cremated him, and then he just took the money and ran because no one knows where he went and why he retired immediately that day after Tupac. Now, it might prove this in 2015. So recently, a cop came out, and on his deathbed, he said that he was paid $1.5 million to help cover Tupac's death. And they said that they would give him $1.5 million and that he would be safe from all gang warfare. Now, maybe he was just some crazy cop that was dying and wanted to be heard, but he also said he helped fake Tupac's death. And people have been seeing Tupac around town, okay? Tupac was also shot previously in 1994. He was shot and died in 1996, but this was before that happened. In 1994, he was shot. And after that, he was always wearing bulletproof vests everywhere he went. So how come his bulletproof vest wasn't being used right now when he died. So that kind of gives you a little bit of question. And another thing that happened was Tupac got cremated 24 hours after his death. Now that's very, very strange. No one gets cremated like that early on. They still have a lot of things to check before they do that, but he was cremated almost immediately. So how come that happened? And then the guy retired. And now we don't really know what happened to him. Apparently his ashes were given to his friends, but then his friends said that wasn't Tupac. They gave him someone else, which is very, very strange. Like, who did they give to his friends? And the theory goes that he's now living in Cuba with his aunt. Now, I don't know how they believe that his aunt is still living with him, because they can't get a hold of her. But there's also a lot of videos of Tupac. There's a lot of music videos that you can look at where people believe, oh, this shadow is Tupac, and they like zoom in and they lighten it and they see Tupac's face. But I don't really believe any of those. But then I saw a video of a guy on YouTube talking about two guys on a show called Good Mythical Morning. They showed a video of an example of Tupac appearing in a video. Now it was a video on the Occupy Wall Street stand-in, and they were interviewing someone, but in the background you see Tupac walking right by. Now, I don't know why Tupac was on Wall Street, but apparently he was, and it looked a lot like him, this guy. He was in a yellow rain jacket, and you can look it up, the videos of Tupac walking by in this. And this happened in 2011, okay? So Tupac walks by wearing a yellow rain jacket, and it looks a lot like Tupac. And this is where everyone's starting to say, yep, Tupac is alive, he is well, and he is walking around in a yellow rain jacket. Now you can believe whatever you want, I'm just saying this is a theory, but I thought it was kind of funny after watching that video of Tupac in 2011 walking the streets. Now, this next one is also very well known. A lot of people believe that this certain celebrity is still alive. Now, a lot of people could guess, but yes, you're right. It is Elvis Presley. He is still alive. Now, he supposedly died in August of 1977. He was 42 and he died of a massive heart attack and drug overdose in his bathroom. Okay. Now, a lot of people have been, I saw an episode of Full House where Uncle Jesse went to a little restaurant on the side of the road and he saw Elvis, and it was a whole thing and everybody saw Elvis. And there's also just a lot of people out there saying that they've seen Elvis walking around many places. Now, this, people think that some examples that point towards the idea that he is still alive is his tombstone. Okay. On his tombstone, it is spelled, his name is Elvis Aaron Presley, and Aaron is spelled with two A's, but Elvis only spelled his name with one. So apparently that is proof that he is still alive, because they spelled Aaron with two A's. Now I'm just saying that probably could be not true. But however, another thing that happened that people started believing, yep, he is alive, because at his funeral, the National Enquirer, they did a very bad thing. They paid one of his cousins to take a picture of Elvis in his casket. Now, this was a big thing when that happened, because you don't do that, first of all. But it happened, and everyone saw this picture of Elvis in his casket, and they immediately said, nope, that is a wax figure. They did not believe that was Elvis. And if you look at it, it looks like Elvis, but he also does look kind of young. Kind of like the younger Elvis, not like the most recent pictures of Elvis when he was 42. But I don't know, it was a wax figure. That's what people are saying, and that's what people are believing, and people are sticking to that. Now you can believe whatever you want, but look up the pictures. It's kind of a sad picture of Elvis just laying there in his casket. Now, another interesting thing is the day Elvis died. this was what got me. Not fully, but you know, this was the most interesting aspect of this theory. Was the day Elvis died, a man named John Burroughs bought a plane ticket to Buenos Aires, Argentina. Now, he reportedly looked and sounded like Elvis, and the name John Burroughs is actually the name Elvis would use as a fake name whenever he would book hotels and go places. He would always use the name John Burroughs. So how come a man named John Burroughs bought a plane ticket to Buenos Aires the day he died that sounded and looked just like Elvis? So that was kind of a funny thing. And another thing where people believe that the real Elvis is just hanging around and where he is actually staying is that he never even left Graceland. And he's still working out there as a groundskeeper. Okay, now, you're probably just like, why would Elvis fake his death and then start working at Graceland where everybody expects to see Elvis? I don't know why, but there was a video of a man working the grounds and trimming the hedges and stuff. And people looked at him and believed that he looks kind of like Elvis if he were to grow old and grow a beard. This man did kind of look like Santa Claus, and I do know that Elvis was actually blonde and he would dye his hair black, so maybe this man was Elvis. I did look at it, and I guess if you really, really tried, it could look like Elvis, maybe not. It was a stretch, but that was kind of funny. He would be 81 at this point in time, because he died in 1977, he would be 81. But this guy kind of looks 81-ish. So, give or take, Elvis is still alive. And he is working at Graceland as a groundskeeper. Okay, so that was kind of fun. But, so more on the celebrity deaths. A lot of them are believed that they are orchestrated by the Illuminati. Now, the Illuminati is it's very hard to figure out what they are and who they are. But they are a group that is run by a bunch of secretive people, and it's very hard to find out things about them because they are so secretive. But they are in charge of everything that decides that they need to kill off a celebrity, or maybe they don't need a celebrity anymore, or maybe they know something, so they gotta get rid of them. Okay, and people believe that they do this a lot. Now, one example was when Paul Walker died. Now, this was very, very tragic when that happened, because he had like his family and he was with his friend in 2013. When this happened, he lost control and crashed his Porsche into a tree with his friend Roger Rodas. Now, right after that, the car burst into flames, and the picture that of the wreckage doesn't really look like it hit a tree. It kind of looks like someone just blew it up. Now, I looked at these pictures and it didn't really look like he just hit a tree and it blew up. It looked like kind of like a bomb or something. Now, it is believed that someone messed with the car and that's why they lost control of the car. And people start asking, why would someone want to kill off Paul Walker? Like, he didn't do anything. He just acted in all the Fast and Furious movies, and he is great. Now, he was associated with the Philippines Typhoon Relief Fund. And this is where people think everything got kind of crazy, because he found that there was some embezzlements happening and money was being moved to places he didn't know, and a lot of things that he just couldn't understand were happening. So this is why the whole Illuminati, he was probably going to speak out about it. And then they found out, they got wind, and they decided to just take him out with his Porsche, with his whole family there. Now, it's a pretty gruesome thing, but that's what they did, because they didn't want to get caught. Now, our next celebrity is Jim Morrison, okay, lead singer of The Doors. And on July 3rd of 1971, at the age of 27, he died of heart failure in his bathtub in his Paris apartment, okay? Now, the main thing that brought people to question this was that there was no autopsy and there was no police report filed. Like, how was there no autopsy on this kind of a thing? Like, he was such a big icon at that time. People were watching. How come they didn't do anything about his death? Okay, he was allegedly put on ice for 3 days and taken in to the coroner later on. Now, the only people that saw his body were his girlfriend and a doctor named Max Vasil. Now, that's kind of a scary name, Max Vasil. So, I don't know, maybe Max Vasil had something to do with it, but maybe he didn't, and maybe he is still alive, Mr. Jim Morrison. And people have believed that he is alive and he lives in New York. Now, this one was kind of a stretch because there was just a video of a guy running around the streets, like speaking a lot of poetry and saying a lot of crazy things, and people just his name was Jimmy. So people automatically found this guy named Jimmy that I think he was a homeless man that would just run around and say a bunch of crazy poetry. Now, his poetry was pretty intense. You can look it up. But people say he is Jim Morrison. Now, this next one kind of makes a little bit more sense, but not very much. And it is that he is living in a ranch in Eagle Point, Oregon. And he took the name William James Lawyer. And he named this ranch the Jim Morrison Sanctuary. Now, why would Jim Morrison fake his own death, buy a ranch in Oregon, and then name it the Jim Morrison Sanctuary? I don't know. But a lot of people believe this is so because William James Lawyer, the owner and founder of this ranch, looks very similar to James Morrison. And there is also more videos of people putting his picture right next to his and then overlapping them and doing all this thing, be like, yeah, his jawline is the same. So people believe that that is him. Now, a lot of the celebrity deaths are basically the same, which is kind of scary. And no one understands why, because it is the Illuminati and they are hiding everything. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it could be. You can believe whatever you want, because this show does get kind of weird here on Penguin Radio. But this is what we're talking about. All the celebrity deaths are basically the same because they all involve a drug overdose and they are alone in their houses or their apartments or their hotel rooms. There is never any witnesses. Now, I'm just going to name a few names that have done this. Whitney Houston, Heath Ledger, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Jim Morrison, Corey Monteith, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Marilyn Monroe, Anna Nicole Smith, Amy Winehouse, have all died alone in their rooms by a drug overdose with no witnesses. Okay, also Robin Williams and Kurt Cobain and Bruce Lee, they also died alone with no witnesses, but it wasn't a drug overdose, it was suicide. Kurt Cobain was drug overdose and suicide, but that doesn't make sense. So that's one of just a few people that have died of the same death in Hollywood. And another is that they usually die in groups of three. One of the most recent groups of three was David Bowie, Prince, and Alan Rickman all died within the same week. Now, that was kind of strange. Why is it all groups of three? The number three does appear in some of the Illuminati's things that we find, like the triangle is 3 points, obviously, and on the dollar bill, the eye is in a triangle with 3 points. So why are they all dying in groups of three? Okay, another one, going back to Kurt Cobain, his suicide didn't add up at all. It was on April 8th of 1994, and it is believed that it happened because him and Courtney Love, his wife, they were going to get a divorce, or she found out, and she might have orchestrated the whole thing to make it look like a suicide, but it really wasn't. It was a murder. Now, his friends all said that he was not suicidal at all and he was not depressed, and they were honestly very, very surprised that this happened, which is something interesting. And when he died, he had 3 times the lethal amount of heroin in his system, which means he probably wouldn't even be able to, like, lift his hand, let alone pick up a gun, pull a trigger, and write a note. Now, he would have died if he had three times the amount of heroin, the lethal amount of heroin in his system. He would have died way before he could have pulled the trigger. Now, another thing that happened was Kurt Cobain was left-handed and the gun was facing the opposite direction across his chest where they found it, which is strange. And there was no usable fingerprints anywhere. No, they checked the gun, the syringe of heroin that he used, the pen that he wrote for the note, and the note, and there was no fingerprints that they could use. Not even his. So, maybe someone did mess with it. Maybe it was Courtney Love. Now, the suicide note does look like a letter to his fans. It's an entire piece of paper, and it all just looks like a letter to his fans saying that he's quitting music or he may be quitting Nirvana. We're not sure about that. But only the last four lines are the only things that mention suicide, and it looks a lot different than the beginning of the note that just mentions him leaving the band. How is that happening? So people believe it is forged. And another theory, on the note, the one part that people just, it did not look like the rest of the note, and a lab did test it and found it was written way after the whole beginning of the note that didn't mention suicide at all. It was written way after, and it said, "For Frances, for her life would be much better without me." That one sentence was the main sentence that people just started questioning because it didn't match anything else in the rest of the note, and it was probably forged. And another one is his credit card. A few days after his death, there was a few attempts from an unknown person using his credit card, and that just adds to why would someone do that? And whoever did that probably knows what happened to Kurt Cobain. And something very strange happened in 1997. A musician by the name of El Duce admitted that Courtney Love paid him $50,000 to kill Kurt Cobain. And two days after he admitted that he did that, that Courtney Love paid him $50,000 to do that, he died. And he didn't just, like, die. He was hit by a train with no witnesses. Now, that's kind of strange, if you ask me. And Courtney Love has said in many interviews that she loved him, and she knows that she probably could have stopped it for a little while, but he was depressed. But none of his friends say he was depressed. And Courtney Love's, everything she's saying does kind of seem a little strange, but it does make sense for her being a new widow to be kind of saying kind of strange things. However, the one thing that was kind of strange was people believe that he is still alive and he is Weezer's lead singer, Rivers Cuomo. Now, I listen to Weezer and I've listened to Nirvana and it's kind of different, but that's just another thing because their faces look the same, and that was one of the main things. All right, so another thing that kind of adds to all these celebrity deaths kind of coinciding and being all the same is the white lighter conspiracy. All right, now the white lighters are apparently very unlucky because many famous musicians died with white lighters in their pockets or in their hands or right next to them. Okay, the four main ones is Janis Joplin. She died on October 4th in Hollywood. Jim Morrison, who died October 3rd in Paris. Jimi Hendrix, who died September 18th in London. And Kurt Cobain, who died April 5th in Seattle, Washington. Now, all four of these artists were left-handed, and they were 27 when they died, and white lighters were all present with each of their deaths. It's kind of a stretch to say that the white lighters did it, but a lot of people are saying that since white lighters were all present with all these celebrities' deaths, they are all bad luck and bad things will happen if you are around a white lighter. Now, you might want to watch out the next time you see a white lighter because it could be very unlucky, especially if you're left-handed and 27. Because that's the age of all of Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, and Kurt Cobain. That also goes on to, there's a theory called the 27 Club, where many iconic musicians have died at the age of 27, mostly between 1969 and 1971, that was the prime time for the 27 Club, because Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, and Jimi Hendrix. But then Kurt Cobain and Amy Winehouse died. Most recently was Amy Winehouse. They all died at 27. So if you are an artist and you are 27, you should stay away from white lighters and write only with your left hand. All right, our last celebrity death was a big deal. I remember when it happened. It was Heath Ledger in January of 2008. He died of a prescription drug overdose. All right, now where he died was a little inconsistent. There was a few different places in everything I was reading about him. The main one is that he died in his apartment in his bed, which is the most believable in my opinion. Okay, so he was working on the role of the Joker for Batman The Dark Knight. All right, and he took this role very, very seriously. So he wanted to get into the mindset of the psychopathic Joker. And he had the idea of just locking himself in this hotel room for a month and not leaving, just working on this role. That's how seriously he took his role. He had a diary that he wrote as the Joker, and it was very, very scary to read, and especially his dad read it, and it really made him, it made him very sad when he read it, because the last page said bye-bye, and that led to his death, supposedly. Now, another thing that was strange was his van was stolen the night he passed, and that might have added, maybe that added to someone else was in charge of his death, but maybe not. Now, the main thing was, when he died, Mary-Kate Olsen, one of the Olsen twins, what they were dating. It wasn't any official thing. They weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, but they were seeing each other. And when he died, his masseuse found him, and she was the first person to discover he was dead. And okay, when you find a dead person, it seems like you would call the police. But the first person she called was Mary-Kate Olsen before calling any authorities. Now, when you see a dead body, you don't call the Olsen twins, you call the police. So who calls, why was that something that happened? And another thing was, police never interviewed Mary-Kate Olsen. She got out of it somehow. We don't know how, but it just adds to the question of how this happened and why, and just everything was wrong with this specific one. So that was all the theories on celebrity deaths. There are many, many more. We talked about Michael Jackson. He's probably still alive. We talked about Elvis, and he is definitely still alive. He's working at Graceland. We talked about Kurt Cobain and how him and Amy Winehouse and Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin are all the same person, because they all died when they were 27. If you were to learn anything in this show, it is to stay away from white lighters, because apparently they are unlucky. Next time you're around one, make sure you're doing good, you're being safe. All right, so this is Penguin Radio. Make sure you tune in to everyone else's shows, with it, if it's podcast form or if it's live. There's a lot of great shows we have this semester, and I recommend a lot of them. One of my favorite ones is The Eighth Dwarf by DJ Breezy. It's all about Disney, and it's really exciting to listen to. Up next, we have DJ Amore. She talks about travel, and I hope you had a fun time here on It's Gonna Get Weird. Next time, we got a lot of very, very weird theories. We got some about reptiles and how our entire government is reptiles, and probably a lot more celebrity theories, because the celebrities are the best. I hope this was informative, and I will see you next week on Wednesdays at 4. This is radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ Young Z. Thanks for listening.